Welcome to the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Saturday, April 13th. Here are highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily.
We want to be influencing governments and regulators around the world to make sure that, as I said earlier, single pilot ops does not happen.
But if we actually want to change this reality, we need to become an internal actor within our society.
And we saw them deployed first in August 2021 during the anti-lockdown protests. But on Friday night was one of the more recent times that we've seen these deployed against protesters who were picketing a Zim ship down at the Victorian International Container Terminal at Webb Dock in Port Melbourne.
We wanted to be showcasing our members' work. We want it to be IBEW related, but we really, it is at the end of the day a photography contest. And so we really try to make sure that the photos that are selected hold up as standalone photography.
We had been organizing a show as a showcase to promote our Fair Pay at South by Southwest campaign, which since last year has been demanding that artists get fair pay.
Highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily, available on your favorite podcast app. Just search for Labor Radio Podcast Daily. Today's labor quote is by labor leader and Socialist Party founder Eugene Victor Debs, imprisoned on this date in 1919 for opposing American entry into World War I. While in jail, Debs ran for president and received 1 million votes. Gene Debs, who said, "The master class has always declared the wars. The subject class has always fought the battles. The master class had all to gain and nothing to lose, while the subject class had nothing to gain and all to lose, especially their lives." In today's labor history, on this date in 1903, International Hod Carriers and Building Laborers Union, today's Laborers International Union, was founded as 25 delegates from 23 local unions in 17 cities, representing 8,186 laborers, met in Washington, D.C. The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. Keep up with all the latest labor arts news. Subscribe to the Labor Heritage Foundation's free weekly newsletter at laborheritage.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.